And now, the latest Christian persecution news, a ministry provided by Present Truth Ministries.
Hello and welcome to the Present Truth Podcast. Today is Monday the 30th of July. I'm Derek, and I'd like to share a little of what has been going on in the Present Truth Ministry. Our news, our testimonies, our goals, and our vision. This week I'd like to focus on a review of where we are right now. First, I'd like to remind you of Brother Benham Irani, who is very sick in prison in Iran. Brother Benham was sent to prison for being a Christian believer and pastor, and he's been abused and beaten by his fellow prisoners. As a result, he's beginning to lose his eyesight, has a chronic ulcer in his stomach, and has trouble walking. Our sources informed us this month that he vomited blood and lost consciousness recently. He was taken to the first aid station in the prison, where it appears he was sent back to his cell without proper treatment. We have reason to believe that the authorities would like him to die in prison, as they seem to be denying him medical treatment and encouraging his fellow prisoners to continue his suffering. He and his family desperately need your support in prayer. Please remember him, his wife, and two children before the Lord. Please remember Brother Yusuf as well. As many people across the world know, Yusuf was sentenced to death for apostasy in September 2010. We thank the Lord for his goodness, for although the sentence of death was given, it has not yet been carried out. Thanks to your prayers, your letter writing, and appeals to governments, by the grace of God, Brother Yusuf's case has been the cause of international pressure on Iran, with many politicians and diplomats calling for a change of the verdict. We know there's been discussion at the highest level of the Iranian government concerning this issue, and that a retrial has been ordered for September this year. We do not know what the charges will be at the retrial, but we're confident in this, that whatever happens, it will be for the glory of Jesus Christ. As Brother Yusuf himself said when he wrote from prison, "What we are bearing today is a difficult but not unbearable situation, because neither has he tested us more than our faith and our endurance, nor doth he do such. And as we have known from before, we must beware not to fail, but to advance in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and to consider these bumps and prisons as opportunities to testify to his name." Please hold our remarkable brother, his wife and two children in prayer, as we wait for the Lord to unfold the next step for them. Please remember Brother Ali Reza, who is serving a 6-year sentence in prison, and Brother Mehdi, who has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for being a member of a Jesus-only cult and converting Muslims to Christ. Please remember the believers and their families who have fled Iran due to persecution, that the Lord would establish them in the place he has for them. How can you help? We at Present Truth believe the most effective way to help is by prayer. The Bible tells us in James chapter 5 to confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There is no earthly power or spiritual being that can stand in the way of prayer. But prayer is only effective when prayed by a believer made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. John tells us, "Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God." If you have a desire to help, to give your time in prayer and support of these saints suffering persecution for the kingdom, be sure that your own heart is in a place of confidence and not condemnation. Confess your sins to Jesus he'll forgive you, for he died to make you clean, and then boldly come to the throne of grace to ask for help in this time of trouble. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We at Present Truth trust that you will be inspired to prayer for these things we have presented. If you would like more information on any of these matters, please visit our website at presenttruthmn.com, or you can email me at dtrf@hotmail.com. God bless you, and may God bless the families and believers that are suffering persecution for the Word of God all over the world.
This has been a Persecution News Update provided by Present Truth Ministries. If you would like to know more about Present Truth Ministries, visit their website at www.presenttruthmn.com. That's www.presenttruth, M as in Mary, and N as in Nancy.com.